أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفلا يتدبرون القرآن ولو كان من عند غير الله لوجدوا فيه اختلافا كثيرا. In the previous ayat, it was mentioned that the kuffar of Mecca should say that the Quran Sharif was made up by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Na'uz billah, that it was not revealed by Allah Ta'ala. It isn't a divine kitab, but Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam himself made it up. That there are so many answers to that. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was an illiterate person. He did not go to any place of learning. So how could a person who is an illiterate person present such a kitab which the world at that time, the world till today and till Qiyamah, cannot produce one ayat like the Quran Sharif? And the other is that why don't they ponder in the matters of the Quran which Allah mentions here? That if they claim that the Quran Sharif is a kitab made by a person, a mortal, by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or that some people were teaching him the subject matter, and then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam should read it off. If that was the case, then the balaghat, the beautiful literary contents of the Quran Sharif, the subject matter, the Quran speaks of the past events accurately. No historian can describe the things that happened in the past as the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif describes things that are going to happen in the future. And many, many things which were described, which were told in the Quran, happened exactly as it was written in the Quran Sharif. All the other things also, Qiyamah, life in the Qabr, all that also, everyone will say exactly that as the Quran had described it, like that it happened. So when all that is the case, and the inner conditions of a person, how the Quran speaks to every person individually, and addresses his own condition, and a person gets completely taken aback to see how the Quran Sharif opens his own condition. Just with the condition that we read the Quran Sharif with the niyat of hidayat, and then a person sees how the Quran Sharif diagnoses a person, points out all his diseases, and also gives the solution to it. And then it is just a matter for us to follow through with it. So when all these questions, when all these qualities are in the Quran Sharif, how can it ever be made by any human being? So Allah says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ کیا غور نہیں کرتے قرآن میں؟ Don't they ponder in the Quran Sharif, the subject matter of the Quran Sharif? What were things the Quran Sharif has explained? For example, of the very, very many, many things, the Quran Sharif explained that when the two seas meet, the waters do not mix with one another. This was only discovered by science about 100 years ago, when they installed huge cameras in the sea. And then at the bottom of the sea, from the top, you can see also but a faint line, and it looks like the waters meet on top. But below the surface, those cameras have shown that 100% very clear the two waters of the seas do not meet, of the various oceans. Like in Cape Town, where the Indian Ocean meets with the Atlantic Ocean at the Cape Point. And there it is clearly shown, very clearly, that the two seas don't meet. So scientists who have realized this, they say that the man that was born in the 7th century, that is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, was born in the desert, lived in the desert, never saw the sea, and he passed away in the desert. How could he ever explain these realities which science only came to know after 1300 years later? So they accept that 100% the Quran is the work of the creator of the creation, that is Allah Ta'ala. Further Allah says, وَلَوْكَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ اور اگر یہ ہو جائے کسی اور کے سوا اللہ کے this Quran Sharif had come and anybody made it besides Allah Ta'ala لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا تو ضرور پاتے اس میں بہت تفاوت then they will forward upon many contradictions in the Quran Sharif in the whole Quran Sharif there isn't one single contradiction but in fact that subject matter is explained in the Quran Sharif like for example the number of times the earth is mentioned in the Quran Sharif and the number of times water is mentioned in the Quran Sharif it is very clear that water is mentioned 3/4 times about more than the earth and that is exactly how the world is the water is about 70 and in fact those who have made the calculation exactly to 70.1% water so much at the time the word water and the oceans are mentioned in the Quran Sharif and the land which is the balance of about 29% that is mentioned so many times so all these things are so perfect no man could ever have written all this could have comprehended and thought about all these matters and there are absolutely no contradictions in the Quran Sharif in fact the Quran Sharif in 3-4 places sets out a challenge to mankind that if you think it is not from Allah, it is man-made, then you are also man. Then produce 10 ayats like the Quran. When man could not manage that, Quran Sharif said, present one surah. When that they could not do, present one ayat like the Quran Sharif. Till today, not a single person in the world have taken up this challenge. Like that they make a big noise about all other things. But where the Quran has challenged them, bring one ayat like the Quran Sharif. Nobody till today, nor the Arabs, nor the non-Arabs, no one in the world, no matter how learned they are and what university degrees they have, till today nobody could have made one ayat like the Quran Sharif. So this is clear proof that the Quran Sharif is the word of Allah. And when we realize that, and the Quran Sharif speaks about the life of the Qabr, the life on the day of Qiyamah, Taqdeer, etc., all our Imaniyat, then our Iman on all these things must be very, very strong, absolute it must be. Our belief in the Akhirah must be such, and that we're going to live forever there, that most of our preparation in this world is for Akhirah. But unfortunately, forget the non-Muslims who say that the Quran is not from Allah. We as Muslims also, our yaqeen is not on there. And almost all our efforts are for dunya. And hardly really any efforts for the Akhirah. The month, honorable month of Ramadan is right on our doorstep. And in Ramadan also, how many of us will be making ibadat as is required? For the least minimum that we must make at least one Quran Sharif khatam. Unfortunately today vast majority of the people don't even make the one khatam in the month of Ramadan. So this is a very poor reflection on our side. Forget the non-Muslims who don't believe in the Quran Sharif. We who claim to believe, but our yaqeen and conviction is also very, very weak. The condition of our namazes in Ramadan, the condition of the quality of our rozas, how do we keep our rozas, etc. May Allah give us tawfiq to realize that each word, each alphabet, every zabar and zair, every dot of the Quran is 100% true. And when it is such, we should make our lives according to that in order to be successful. What the Quran has declared as success, that is what we must strive for. But unfortunately, we strive for success, what the kuffar have said is success. That is to have university degrees, to have money, to have investments, big houses, smart cars, smart lifestyle, what they have sent, set the trend that that is success. We also are clamoring today, unfortunately, for that. And what the Quran has said is success, to follow, obey the commands of Allah, following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are so many of us who in fact make a mockery out of this. May Allah guide us, protect our iman. And of course, if we have to die without iman, there can't be anything of calamity, there can't be any calamity worse than that. May Allah protect us and guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah.